Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello!
Hello! Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello!
Hello.
You're all under arrest.
Calling Z Victor 1. Calling Z Victor 1. Come in, Z Victor 1.
Z Victor 1 here. What's the message?
You are now Z Victor 2.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Victor. Happy birthday to you.
Speech.
Thanks a lot, especially for the file with the cake concealed in it. And I'm sure Gladys and I will have a lot of fun with the handcuffs. Roger and out.
Who's Roger?
They're lodger. Funny girl.
Did you hear about the old man who married the young girl and they wanted a family and he went to his doctor and the doctor said, why don't you get a young lodger? And the old man did. And a few months later, he went to the doctor and said, my wife's pregnant. And the doctor said, how's the lodger? And the old man said,
she's pregnant too.
Sorry, that's a very old joke.
No. He's pregnant too. It's a switch.
What is?
The black thing on the wall with the knob that goes up and down.
Get off! Meanwhile, in the court of King Arthur, not 1,000 miles from Queen Guinevere.
Arise, knights of the round table, and greet thy sovereign majesty.
Hail, gentle knights, art all present here? Sir Galahad.
Aye, my liege.
Sir Lancelot.
Aye, my liege.
Sir Gareth.
Aye, my liege.
Sir Gawain.
Aye, my liege.
Tis well, tis enough. Be seated. Right, pennies in the middle, whose deal is it?
University of the Air. How to change a past conditional into a future perfect.
Tell the girl you'll marry her.
As I walk along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare...
Here, do you know your flies are undone?
Look, enough of this substandard bawdiness. Mummy and I have decided that what this show needs is a little more culture.
Quite right, Timmy.
Thank you, Mummy. And so, I and my friend Cornwallis are going to give readings from the great English poets. Thank you. Earth hath not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by. A sight so touching in its majesty. Over to you, Cornwallis.
I love her in green, I love her in red, but most of all, I love her in purple.
Cornwallis! Cornwallis, you've been smoking those funny cigarettes again. Get back to the pottery class.
Meanwhile, in a pottery class, not 1,000 miles from Cornwallis...
Me, running water, me head of Sioux tribe.
Just a minute, what's that got to do with a pottery class?
Nothing, but we've got to do a Red Indian joke.
Well, carry on then.
Me, running water, me head of Sioux tribe... Running water want white man to smoke pipe of peace.
All right, what happens if I smoke the pipe?
Lot of girls will follow you and big bald-headed man will pick you best bit of crumpet.
I say, look, I thought you might like to know this. Yeah, no, seriously. I bought my little boy a set of alphabet blocks the other day for £1. There were only 23 of them.
Why was that?
They didn't include VAT. No, no. No. Definitely not.
Morty, I called you into my office to tell you something.
Yes, Mr. Herrick.
It's the first night of our show, and there's going to be a lot of big people out there.
Gee, Mr. Herrick.
Now, Morty, I got to tell you, our star's broken a leg, and you're her understudy. You're a plain, mousy little thing, and you haven't had a chance to rehearse the show. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to cancel it.
What you done before, baby?
Go, can't I even have a fag first?
Another little gem. There was a little man and he had a little gun and his bullets were made of licorice. He shot a duck in the parson's nose and the bullet came out of the vicarage.
Cornwallis! Cornwallis!
Meanwhile, in a billiards hall, not 1,000 miles from the corner pocket...
Marker, pass me the rest.
I'm sorry, sir, we don't have one, but here's 17 and a half new pence.
What's that for?
Well, they do say change is as good as a rest.
No. I admire his nerve. I admire his nerve. Not his jokes, not his trousers, not his way of life, but I do admire his nerve. By the way, chaps, I forgot to mention I won £1 million on the pools last week. I went straight out and bought the wife and daughter two rolls. One corned beef and one cheese and chutney.
What did you do with the change?
What change? He just gave me a long stick with a metal fork on the end.
That's the rest from the billiards joke.
Seven and a half Second Theatre presents an historical drama, Horatio and Emma.
Fare thee well, Lord Nelson. Shall our love end like this? Shall I not see thee again?
I don't know. If you're ever round Trafalgar Square, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Hello?
I'm ringing you to complain about that last joke. I think it's disgraceful to mock our national heroes.
May I have your name?
Are you proposing to me? In that case, forget the complaint. I'll be round in 10 minutes.
Who was that?
I don't know, but I think I'm engaged.
Are you old enough?
For what?
If you have to ask, you're not old enough.
Here.
What do you mean by plonking a large piece of wood with keep off the grass painted on it in my arms and shouting, here?
I'm handing in my notice.
I say.
Furthermore, yes. I'm off to make £1 million.
What are you talking about?
I've discovered Mick Jagger's secret. He's got both legs stuck down one side of his wife fronts.
Oh. Oh, now, Barry, you wouldn't leave your old mate.
I would.
The warmth and friendship of a low cheeky for the artificial world of pop. The champagne and caviar, flashy sports cars and teenage girls hammering on your door. I'll get my hat and coat. I'm coming with you.
I'm not putting up with this. I'm going to run away and become a rumba band. I shall tie my marimba in a red spotted handkerchief and throw it over my shoulder. Whoa! That brought the tears to my eyes. Dennis, finish the show, will you?
Yes, certainly. Good evening and welcome to the Dennis King, 22 minutes and 45 seconds. Tonight, we're on a special mission, every inhibition out of sight. Did you hear about the idiot who wanted to watch a cabaret? So he took the carpet up to see the floor show. Then day out, that same old voodoo follows me about. I like to see Raquel Welch in a sweater. It's the way she pulls your eyes over the wool. Today I love everybody, everybody I see. Have you heard the elephants at the zoo have gone on strike? They're tired of working for peanuts. And cocktails for two. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to give you my definition of a... What are you doing back here?
We were in the back of a Rolls Royce, surrounded by all these nude ladies, and we heard you making a mess of our programme.
You weren't.
No, we were in the canteen having a meat pie, but you were making a mess of our programme.
Well, does this mean I'm not going to get my own show?
Yes, it does, but you may stay and accompany this next song, which is a number with music by Mozart and lyrics by Wee Willie Harris, arranged for piano and bicycle clips.
There's a little lady who cycles round our way, and every time she passes me, I dearly long to say, District Nurse Hargreaves, I love you. District Nurse Hargreaves, be mine. In your little blue coat and your little blue hat, you make my heart go a pit and a pat. Dear District Nurse Hargreaves, I'm pining. District Nurse Hargreaves, for you. I know that you are at least S-R-N, and I am a grocer, the humblest of men. But love conquers all, so I'll say it again. District Nurse Hargreaves, be mine. Dear District Nurse Hargreaves, as I stand in the doorway of my shop, ankle deep in King Edward's. And watch you go by on your sensible lady's bike with a black and gold chain guard, on your way to deliver yet another set of twins for Mr. Upchurch. I do think that man needs a hobby, don't you? Each time I see you, my heart swells within me, and I want to tell you, tell the whole world of my love for...
Dear district nurse Hargreaves, I'm pining. District nurse Hargreaves, for you. District nurse Hargreaves, or may I say Rhoda, I love your flat shoes and your aseptic odor. That's the end of the song. Now we come to the coda. District nurse Hargreaves, my district nurse Hargreaves, please be
What are you laughing at, George?
I bought a potion this afternoon, Mavis. And while you was in the ladies, I slipped it in your gin and tonic, and it will make me irresistible to you.
But, George, that's not my gin and tonic.
Yeah, who's been mucking about with my gin and tonic? Hello, darling.
Hello.
Pussycat, I love you.
Yeah, there's a law against that, you know, Barry.
A law against what?
Crossing a red traffic light.
Crossing a red traffic light with what?
With a showgirl.
What do you get if you cross a traffic light with a showgirl?
You get a tall, beautiful lady with one red eye who keeps telling you to stop every 2 minutes.
Keep my wife out of this. She's having enough trouble with a pet gorilla.
You have a pet gorilla. Where does it sleep?
Anywhere it likes.
Oh. How tall is he?
About up to here.
Oh, an eye-level gorilla.
I'm... Stop interrupting me while I'm entertaining these nice ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting pretty fed up with things. Shambling around the house, eating bananas by the dozen and swinging from the chandelier.
Why don't you send it back to the zoo?
I'm talking about the wife.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Hair in curlers, no makeup, spends all day at the bingo.
A lot of women do that.
I'm talking about the gorilla.
What I can't stand is putting on a dress to go to a party, getting drunk on meth, climbing on the roof and throwing coconuts at the neighbours.
Who are you talking about?
Dennis King.
Got my top hat, got my white tie. All I need now is the girl.
Hello, cheeky.
Anybody want to buy a top hat and a white tie?
Meanwhile, inside the belly of the Trojan horse, not 1,000 miles from its head.
I do think this is a marvellous idea, don't you?
Yeah, but I do wish they'd found us a more dignified exit.
And in another part of Greece...
Diogenes!
Yes?
It's your turn in the barrel!
And now... Now it's time to explode another Greek myth.
Here you are, Helen. Have some more moussaka.
Thank you.
Little known facts that nobody cares about. Number...
Did you know that George Sand was a woman?
And that George Eliot was a woman?
And that we're still awaiting the committee's decision on George Best.
Speaking of George Sand, reminds me of a story my father once told me about Florrie Ford.
What's Florrie Ford got to do with George Sand?
I'd rather not say, but there was a lot of talk at the time. No, it does. No, listen to this. It does appear that Florrie was appearing at the Palace of Variety Witness. The pianist fell ill and the theatre cat took over. At rehearsals one day, Florrie heard the animal improvising brilliantly at the keyboard. Great heavens, she said. You should have it orchestrated. Whereupon the cat shot out of the stage door and was never seen again.
999, which service do you require? Fire, police or ambulance?
I don't really know, dear. We caught this burglar, broke his leg and then set fire to him.
University of the Air. How to entertain a party of 40.
Bar a few gins and a packet of crisps.
Four gins and a packet of crisps. There you are, Squire. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like a war cry?
Oh, yes, why not?
Geronimo!
That was a very silly thing to do.
That's what you think. In 30 seconds, this pub is going to be full of Red Indians.
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Me running bare, someone stolen me trousers. Me sue.
If I had to read a line like that, I'd sue.
Me want 'em five fishing pudding. Indian speaks with forked tongue. Me want 'em 15 fire waters, one with soda, two with bitter lemon.
Have you a score?
Yes, Arsenal 2, Chelsea 1. Me brave.
You're bloody brave, doing jokes like that.
Get out!
You have to serve me. Me want fire water. Me cochise.
Didn't you see the sign outside? No cochise.
There will be a memorial service for those Red Indian jokes at St. Dogmas Harpenden tomorrow. The address will be given by Des O'Connor in a funny hat.
He'll do anything for a laugh.
I hadn't honestly noticed.
And now, over to the interview studio where Tom Filth is talking to that evergreen star of the cinema, Edith Laverne.
Good evening, Miss Laverne.
Good Lord, aren't you fat?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's the one thing they didn't want me to mention. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
And now, Miss Laverne, you've been around for a long time. Now, did you always want to be an actress, or did fate, play a large part? Enormous, huge. Did fate intervene at all?
Well,
I know you had a lot of wait, a long wait before you started getting roles of... No, not roles. You didn't... No, some magnitude, some... You seem to have made a speciality of heavily dramatic parts with a lot of meat on them. In them, the meat's in them, you see. Now, did you plump for them? I mean, did you select these parts? I mean, did you weigh a lot of things in the balance before deciding to play them?
Well,
I do know you started as a ballet dancer, and then you expanded. Your career expanded and broadened out, and you started to work outside Hollywood. In fact, during the war, you and your husband entertained the troops and became obese. OBEs, I'm sorry. Well, that's all we have time for, and if you'll join me in the bar, I'll buy you a double chin. Oh, my God.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Yes.
Well, tell the man who runs the Dodgems I want to have a word with him about my daughter.
Here, have you heard Richard Harris sing?
No.
Neither has anybody else.
Hello, Cheeky's top 10.
Number 2, up for the very first time, Brian Rix's trousers.
And at number 1, the all-purpose guaranteed cannot lose Eurovision Song Contest entry.
I'd like to spend a long weekend in Portugal, although I love the Netherlands as well. And I've always thought that Norway was simply heaven's doorway when I'm not underneath the spell of Belgium. I'd simply die to up and fly to Austria or Ireland, but below the Ulster line. I've always spoken prettily of happy times in Italy, and naturally Finland is divine. You can always find romance anytime you are in France, and of course my favourite river is the Rhine. Hello there, Germany. I've always thought Monaco was positively wacko, and Yugoslavia's a friend of mine. You can do some fancy feeding in Switzerland and Sweden, and in Spain they make a lot of lovely wine. And as for dear old Luxembourg... Oh, knickers, we can do without one vote. Yes, wherever you may tour, you can always be quite sure, be it ever so humble, there's no place like your up.
Here's another one. Here's a little gem. Once I had a cuckoo clock that stood upon some books. Someone took its tonsils out, now it oozes before it cooks.
Cornwallis! Do you know you're an idiot, sir?
Yes, of course. You're an idiot, sir, said the girl to the chap one evening as they strolled along. You tell me that love is a pain in the neck. If that's true, you're doing it wrong.
Get out!
A strange lad, that Cornwallis. When he was born, his father wanted a boy, his mother wanted a girl, and they were both disappointed.
Yeah. Quite right. Cagey lad, wears high heels and smokes a pipe. Won't commit himself. You notice?
Meanwhile, on a bowling green, not 1,000 miles from Plymouth Hoe.
Sir Francis, the Queen approaches.
Your Majesty.
Sir Francis, the Armada is nigh. What is this you are playing?
Bowls, Your Majesty.
Up with his head!
There is a spiritual love, a pure ethereal love that exists between two human beings, enabling them to share each other totally. Each joy, each sorrow, each tiny emotion, they are as one. On the other hand, there's...
My old man said, follow the van.
And then he reversed over me.
At a Variety Club luncheon today, David Nixon waved his wand and the crockery vanished. Tommy Cooper uttered a magic phrase and the tablecloth vanished. The waitress produced a bill and Jack Benny vanished.
I am Svengali, Trilby. You will be under my power, and under my power, Trilby, you will become great. Do you hear me, Trilby?
Mummy, why is that man talking to his hat?
If you will permit me to put you under hypnosis, I can cure your bad ankle.
But I'm suffering from a bad hip.
All right, I'll put you under ankle-nosis.
Do you know that Ken Russell's boyfriend is a big hit in America?
No, what's his name?
Tonight, we tell a story. A story about a Scotsman who went into a chemist...
No, not that story.
Not that story. Sorry. A story of a small band of desperate men, lost, disillusioned, and forgotten by the world.
We're not doing a sketch about the Liberal Party, are we?
No.
In that case, it must be the Desert Connor fan club.
No.
Then what are we doing a sketch about?
Hello?
This is the Liberal Party here. We'd like to complain about that cheap jibe.
Oh, where are you speaking from?
We're all in the phone box round the corner.
Well, what do you want us to do about it?
Come and join us, we're lonely.
Get off!
A story of the French Foreign Legion. Many tales of their daring exploits and the heroes who performed them have been told many times and in many ways. This one will be told once and very badly.
The sun beat down from a clear blue sky, mercilessly. The heat haze shimmered on the horizon. It was the hottest day Clapham had ever known. This need not concern us because our story of derring do in the desert starts in Highgate.
Cheer up, puss, and don't you frown. We're on our way to London Town.
Just a minute. I thought this was a Foreign Legion sketch.
It is. It's about Dick Whittington joining the Foreign Legion.
I have never heard such rubbish.
What in that case hung about? Prithee, milkmaid, canst tell me where I can find a police constable?
What is it now, Schweinhund?
Who's that supposed to be?
I'm playing a sadistic sergeant.
No, you haven't finished playing the milkmaid yet.
Oh, sorry.
What is it now, Schweinhund? Not a sadistic milkmaid.
I'm sorry.
Shall we start again?
Meow.
Ah, puss, my true and faithful friend. Will you be with me till the end?
Meow.
Please yourself, you rotten rat bag.
Prithee. Oh, shut up.
Ah, Schweinhund. Another
recruit. No,
oh, no. Sorry, I'm sorry. Ah, Schweinhund. Another recruit for our merry band.
I am Dick, sir. How do you do? Tell me, pray, sir, who are you?
I am the incredibly sadistic Sergeant Legrand,
I march men for hours under the blazing sun, hang them from chains at high noon, and I'm very fond of the cat.
Meow!
Puss! Puss, get down from off my hat. I'm sure the sergeant didn't mean that.
Schweinhunds, halt! Now hit each other a lot.
Ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, watch them claws! Ooh,
oh, oh. Get them claws!
Suddenly, a bullet sang past Dick's head.
When I'm calling you!
Let's hear it, friends. Let's hear it for Edith Bullitt of City Bell Abbas.
What are you doing here?
I'm an oasis, a little green in the desert. Get it, folks? Now, we want to know... Thank you, friends. Thank you. We want to know what you think.
And that was from someone who isn't even in the sketch.
Lie down, men. We are surrounded by the Arabs, and they are charging.
Hello, mister. 50 pence for set of six.
Dawn. Out of 500 legionnaires, only four were left alive, and they were...
Meow!
Shut up, this is a monologue, not a catalogue. And they were the sergeant, Dick, the cat, and a strange, silent man who wore a gold chain of office round his neck.
I am the ex-mayor of London town. Pull this chain and my trousers fall down. That's not true, it's only chaff, but it's my first chance of getting a laugh.
This battle is going from bad to worse. Why is everyone speaking in verse? Gott in Himmel, I've got it now.
Meow, 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 me woof.
That doesn't rhyme.
Look, mate, if you want John Betjeman, you've got to pay the money. He hasn't even got a skin.
Oh, just a minute. What is the Lord Mayor of London doing in the Foreign Legion?
Several years later, a cousin of his, also called Dick Whittington, did in fact become Lord Mayor of London. But
just a minute. I mean, what on earth has this got to be...
Don't look at me. I didn't write it.
I was downstairs.
Just a minute.
What is it, Cornwallis?
Here's a beauty. Here's a beauty. Just a minute. This show was written by Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, John Junkin, and a friendly sailor. The music provided by Dennis King, with a piano, a drum, and a big string thing. And just to complete the sordid batch, the show was produced by David Hatch.
Cornwallis?
Yes?
Get off. Won't you keep on? Ta-da, Cheeky. Bye-bye, Cheeky. Bonsoir.
Wiedersehen.
Ah, so Cheeky.
Get off.
Oh, sayonara, Cheeky.